What sort of lead magnet should you create or should you create next to support you and your business? This is what we're going to be diving into today. If you don't know me, my name is Kayla Droog, and I love supporting small business owners with saving time and creating more efficiency in their businesses so that they can focus on serving their clients and growing their businesses. Hi, this is Editing Kayla. When I went back and looked at my original video on lead magnets, it was way too long to post it all as one video, so I've broken it up into three parts. The first part is on content, the second part is on format, and the third part is on testing. So I encourage you to make sure that you watch all three parts because it all works together so that you can create a great lead magnet for you and your business. If you have not watched part one on content, the link should be on the screen now. Thanks for watching, and let's get back to talking about lead magnets. There are so many different types of lead magnets you can do, and there's not necessarily a right or wrong answer. It's just a matter of trial and error and seeing what actually has the best results at getting people's attention and bringing them in. So here are some examples of things that you could try. Obviously, we've seen PDFs of all sorts out there. Checklists, ebooks, processes, you know, three-step process, a five-step process, lists of all sorts. A PDF is a common thing for people to do because it's a fairly easy thing to throw together. However, because there are so many of them out there, this could be an easy thing for people to overlook. I know I've reached the point where, you know, if I see a checklist or a free download, it's gotta have a pretty compelling title or description for me to want it because I have multiple folders on my computer of free downloads that sounded great and I got the PDF and I downloaded it and I put it in a folder to look at and work on later and then I never looked at it again. And we don't want this. So what are some other things? I'm not knocking PDFs. I'm not saying that you shouldn't do one, but what are some other things that you could do? So it could be a video, which is a great way for people to see your face and your personality and get to know you a bit better. It could be a video series or a mini course or a quiz. That one's fun because it's interactive. That's what I'm doing right now, and you can get the link to my quiz down in the description. Depending on the type of business that you have, a giveaway could be a way to get a bunch of people on your list. Or a free challenge is a good one because, again, it gives people a chance to get to know you a little bit and work through some of those foundational things that maybe would be part of working with you anyway to give you a taste of who you are and what you do. Now, I encourage you not to gatekeep or withhold too much information because we want this freebie to be valuable. We want it to be something where A, it catches someone's attention right away and makes them want to sign up for it. B, it makes them think, oh my God, I can't believe this is free. And also, wow, if this is what they're giving away for free, I just can't even fathom what it is that I would get if I was doing something paid with this person. However, I would also be cautious of giving too much in this freebie. So we want it to be something that's easily digested, easily actionable, because we don't want it to go the way of all the freebies on my computer that are sitting untouched in a folder. And we don't want it to be overwhelming. So sometimes you see freebies out there that are like, you know, a 50 or 100 page ebook. Great. That's so much information. That's probably too much information. Even for paid products, think about the number of courses or programs that you've bought and never finished because it was too much information. So we want to keep this to the point, but still valuable. Still something that's going to help this person move forward and feel like they've made some sort of progress by getting it and completing it. Again, That's why I encourage you to pick something that's foundational to the work that you regularly do, the process that you already have, or your signature system, because then you're basically guaranteed that these people are going to get some sort of actionable result from doing this, because it's already something that you're doing to get your clients to take action. Out of all of these types, how do you choose? Well, you can talk to clients or potential leads or people in your sphere and give them some options and see what they think sound the most interesting or the most enticing. You could see what jumps out at you with your gut feeling of, oh, you know what? Doing a 5-day challenge really sounds interesting to me right now, so I think I want to try that. You could go with something that you see other people in similar businesses to you having success with, although be careful that you are doing something unique and you're not copying them. But for example, I mentioned that quizzes are popular right now. I see a lot of people having success with them. That's why I'm trying one. But whatever it is you try, be open to experimentation. Let me know down in the comments if you have any questions. Don't forget to like and subscribe. If you know someone who would benefit from this video, please share it with them, and I will see you soon.